Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Why does it feel like I haven't recorded a podcast episode in forever? I just recorded my last episode on May the 31st, so I have no idea why it feels like I haven't been on here in so freaking long. I swear, when I haven't recorded in just a couple of days, it feels like years. But that is not the whole point of this episode. And oh yeah, before I start talking about this episode topic, make sure y'all go listen to my last episode, Numb to the Bullshit, where I talk about how heartbreak turns you numb emotionally. And on that episode, I just share my personal experience when it comes to heartbreak and my love life and relationships and stuff. Just talk about, you know, being hurt and going through a whole healing phase and a transformation when it comes to heartbreak or whatnot. And I thought that it was like a pretty good topic that you all should go listen to. So whenever you get a chance, make sure you go listen to that episode for me, please. I will appreciate it, and I always appreciate everyone that does give my podcast a chance and check it out and listen to it. So anyways, let's get into the topic of this episode. This is episode 35, and the topic is therapy. So yesterday I went to my therapy appointment, and it was so much needed. I felt so much better when I left my appointment yesterday. It made me feel really good. And the past few weeks, I wasn't feeling all that great. Like for a week or two, I just wasn't feeling like myself. And I was just so glad that my therapy appointment was coming up, because it was just so much I was dealing with internally. And after I left that appointment, it just gave me an idea to even get on the subject about therapy in general. So therapy has changed my life a whole lot, and I'm not even trying to talk on this podcast just to sound so cliche, but from personal experience, from my experience, therapy has changed my life in the most positive way. And before I started going to therapy, I was one of those people who was against it at first, y'all. Like, I thought it was such a waste of time to pay somebody to listen to your problems when I can just go to my mom, a friend, a cousin, somebody, and let them listen to what I have going on and stuff for free. But by me being so stupid, yeah, I'm gonna just call myself stupid about thinking that way about therapy. By me being so stupid and just being so small-minded when it came to therapy in general, and not really accepting how it can change your life in a positive way, that I just was kind of negative about it in a way. And it's not that I wanted to, you know, bash it or anything. That wasn't my intentions to bash therapy. I just didn't see the whole benefit or point of it. So that's why I used to talk, like, you know, bad about therapy. And I thought that it was just not necessary at all for you to even do that. But I had my own personal experience when I really had a low point in my life, and therapy is what brought me out of that low point. And now I'm a new person. I'm still going through this whole transformation of just learning about myself and trying to learn how to be a better person. Therapy has helped me in the most positive way, and I'm gonna keep on throwing that out there, how therapy can be so positive. And also, if you go to the right resources and stuff like that, you'll be able to find a therapist or a place that you can go to talk to a therapist that fits within your budget, work with your income and stuff. Because in my area, I go to a place where they work with your income and stuff, which I didn't know about. My mom knew about it, but I didn't know a whole lot about it until I actually went there for myself and went through my whole experience. And yeah, not too many people know that you can go to like certain places where they work within your budget instead of going to a super super expensive person or whatnot. And right now I don't have health insurance, so that place you know, worked with me, and it's been really, like good for me so far, and I've been going for a year now, so I haven't had any problems, which I am glad that I don't have any problems so far with going to therapy and stuff like that, because if I had any type of issues or problems, ooh, that would have tuned me out from going to therapy, period. But anyways, I want to go back into the little story that I was trying to tell y'all. So yeah, I was at my therapy appointment yesterday. Everything went good, and the main thing that me and my therapist had talked about is self-care. We was on that topic very heavily because I have noticed some changes in myself, and I was just basically explaining to my therapist how like certain people in my life have, you know, affected my energy and basically disturbing my peace and stuff. And I'm really on this journey of just really focusing on myself. I'm tired of worrying about friendships or being in a relationship and just worrying about everybody else. Now it's time for me to be focused on my craft, my passions, my dreams, and just myself in general, just bettering myself. And when we was on that topic of self-care, and as we went deeper and deeper into the conversation and stuff, my therapist helped me realize a lot, and I had gained a lot of clarity with what was going on in my life, because in the past week or two, I just wasn't understanding why I was just in this, you know, really low mood and just not being myself, period. I have some moments where I'm in a good mood, I'm happy, I'm fine, but then all of a sudden when everything's all quiet and I just have a moment to myself, I just start thinking all negative and getting into that person that I was last year and not really feeling motivated, and, you know, just like I keep on saying, just not being myself, period. Just the happy person, the creative person, the person that's in a good mood. Like, I just wasn't in a good mood at all. And y'all probably thinking, okay, you was just in a bad mood for like a day, like why are you making a big deal about it? It's not the point of being in a bad mood for a day or two. It's just the fact that when something is going on with yourself, you notice a change in yourself. You know when something is wrong deep down inside, even if you try to ignore little things about yourself and little changes, like you notice when something is off about your body, your mind, your soul and stuff like that. And I was going through that or whatnot, and by me going to that therapy session, it just had me realize that right now is the right time for me to just focus on myself, period. Like, I want to be deep into focusing on self-love, self-care and stuff like that, because I just noticed that I don't have the time and energy to bring any extra drama, extra people that's not going to benefit me in the most positive way. And as I was talking to my therapist, I actually talked about certain things that like triggered me to go off, like the people that I was talking to. It was like some people that I used to talk to heavily and stuff like that, but then I realized that they was triggering me and emotionally, and that's not good for me right now. I don't need to be disturbed emotionally, and I just don't need those type of extra distractions in my life. So that's why I haven't really been communicating with those people right now. I just, you know, cut off everybody and, you know, just focusing on myself, because half of the time when they going through their little moods and phase and stuff like that, they turn their back on me, they go ghost on me. So why not recuperate the energy? Even though that might sound a little mean, but it's like, if they're mature and, yeah, understand me as a person, understand, you know, who I am to a certain extent, then they wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, some of the people that I used to talk to heavily, listen to the podcast or whatnot, but it's not all about them whatnot. And that's another thing, just talking about, it's not all about them. You know, sometimes when I go to my therapy appointments, I feel like I focus too much on talking about others, not talking bad about others in a way, not, you know, bashing anybody or talking negative about people, but it just feel like sometimes I lack about talking about what's going on with me internally, the real deep stuff that's just focusing on me that doesn't have to deal with anybody else. And I'm the type of person that loves figuring out what's going on with me. Like, I just love finding the answers to my problems. I hate feeling lost. I hate not knowing what's the next step and what I should do. You know, when I talk to my therapist, I can talk freely. The thing about therapy is that you can just talk freely. You can be yourself. You don't have to have any type of judgment. This person that you're talking to professionally, they know pieces of your life, but they don't use those pieces of your life to judge you and be hypocritical about stuff and all of that. You can just feel comfortable in that space. And that's why I encourage people now to go to therapy if you can, and go to therapy when you're ready, because it all is about being mentally ready for therapy too. Because like I was saying before, I was kind of against therapy, and at the time I wasn't ready for therapy until I had my own personal experience where it was time for me to go. Sometimes things in your life has to happen before you ready and prepared to go into your next path, your next journey, in order for you to be a better person. So yeah, like I was saying, I encourage everybody to go to therapy, because in therapy it helps you work out a lot in your personal life or whatever you're just dealing with in general. It really helps you dissect like what's wrong. Well, I don't want necessarily say what's wrong with you. I mean, I don't want y'all to think that when I say what's wrong with you that you're crazy or you're incapable of doing something. No, it's not that when I say that, but therapy just help you dissect with what's really going on with yourself. It helps you learn more about yourself, and it helps you see things in a brighter light. That things not as bad as sometimes you make it seem. Like with me personally, when I went to therapy yesterday and I talked about everything, I was like, well, dang. All this stuff that I had on my mind lately, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because I spent so much time just thinking to myself and just keeping everything bottled up inside. And I'm not used to being so vocal about what's going on and stuff like that, especially when it comes to talking to another individual. I always had trust issues with that, because from my past experiences and stuff, talking to friends and family or whatnot, it's just like they really wasn't helpful when it came to giving advice, and they really didn't help me in the most positive way that I needed to, and they didn't understand me like I wanted them to. With that being said, that's why I always struggle with trying to express my feelings and communicate what's going on. But as I'm growing each day and getting older, and that I notice that through my writing, I can express myself freely. I'm bold, I'm brave to share my personal experience. And even on the podcast right here, as I'm going through my personal life through this podcast, I feel safe, I feel comfortable, I feel free to discuss these things with you guys. And you know, anything that I do creatively, I can just be free, and I learn through my creativity how I can just be free, period. And I added therapy on my list as positive things that just can help me become, you know, a better person. By me dealing with my mental health for so long, for years and years, as it like piled up and stuff, it's taken a long process for me to, you know, dissect with what was going on in my life and why I do this, why I do that. And I'm sorry if I'm like going slow with explaining everything, because I don't know, sometimes when I'm on the podcast, I feel like my thoughts be flowing, but when I'm talking, it doesn't come out as fast as I wanted it to. But anyways, that's not the point. Yeah, where was I? With therapy. Yeah, me and my therapist, we had talked or whatnot. Of course, we talked. And she gave me this little piece of paper. And basically, it had these different little categories to it. It was psychology, professional, emotional, spiritual. It was another one that I'm missing. It's one other category that I'm missing or whatnot. But basically, each category I had to write down some positive things that I do to help me like overcome my mental health issues, like what little baby steps that I'm taking in order for me to get better at dealing with my mental health or whatnot. And by writing down in a chart and like I was saying, discussing everything, it made me feel better, and it made me realize that I'm doing more than I thought I was doing, and that's a good thing. And you know, when you think about certain stuff in your life, you just think about one main thing, and sometimes you don't dig deep into it as much as you should and stuff like that. You just focus on that one little thing and just bypass it, but you don't realize that that one thing that you're thinking about is probably like five more other things that you are doing that is actually working for you. Also, you just have to take a sit down and just think about things in another perspective at times. And by me like doing that chart and just looking at things in different ways, it really helped me like realize that dang, I'm really doing a whole lot more than I thought I did. So after realizing that, I was like, dang, I really need to cut myself some slack, because girl, you on the right track. Don't overworry yourself. You good and stuff like that. And yeah, that is the whole point of therapy, to just help you as an individual and not to scare you, not to make you feel uncomfortable. And there's a reason why people have these occupations to help others. I know there are times when, you know, certain people get into a certain job occupations and they don't do what they're supposed to, they don't help you. But let's not focus on too much of that negative. Just think about the ones that actually care for others and actually take their work seriously as being a therapist and change people's lives in the most positive way. Just to appreciate all the therapists out there, because of course they have their own life, they have their own personal issues that they have to deal with and stuff. And I always wonder, who do they go to when they're having problems? Do they go to other therapists? Is it like a big circle where they go to somebody else to express how they feel and stuff like that professionally or whatnot? And I'm sure that some of them probably go to another good therapist too and express how they feel and stuff, and probably can even relate to the therapist a whole lot because they share the same occupation. And you know, and yeah, I just really appreciate the people that is out there and helping people in the most positive way and changing people's lives in a good way and just being there for people genuinely and being real about it and being so authentic. Because right now in this world, people lack being real, and it's really sad that people just feel like they can't be themselves. But that's a topic for another day. But I just want to let you know that if you think about going to therapy, then you should do it. Just make sure you pick somewhere that you're comfortable with. Don't ever feel like you have to force yourself to be at this one facility and that's it. If that facility don't work out, if it doesn't work out for you, then just try another place. Just find a place that's the best fit for you, because everybody has their own different experiences and different, you know, stuff that they would like and feel comfortable with and stuff. So I just encourage you to do what's best for you. It's always important to do what's best for you, and if therapy is the best thing for you, then do it. I really encourage it so much, because it can help you in the best way possible. And like I was saying earlier, I'm gonna keep on throwing it out there and how good therapy is. And I just pray that as years and years go by, that this profession just grows better in the most positive way. Yeah, I'm gonna keep on throwing out the word positive, because that's what I see therapy as now. Just being very positive, very helpful, being that best friend that you can always count on. So if you made it this far in the episode, I just want to go ahead and ask y'all the episode question. And the question for this episode is, how has therapy changed your life? If you have had experience with going to a therapist or just going to therapy, I want you to share your experience by responding to the question and hashtagging ROD, capital letters, ROD podcast, and respond back to me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Reflection Desk. That's my username for all my social media platforms, where you can find the episode and the topic question or whatnot, and just respond and we can have a discussion about it on social media. And also, if you share your response, I can share it on the next podcast episode and just do a recap on, you know, the answer of the question. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And this episode was kind of long. It was like 20 something minutes long, which other podcast episodes with other people are longer. But that's not the point that I'm trying to get at. But anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, and I'll be back with more. So make sure y'all keep on coming back to the podcast so you can stay up to date with all the episodes. And make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and everything. I will read the reviews and everything. And by you leaving a review, it will help me better the podcast. So yeah, bye guys.